countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, food has been a great source of comfort. And in this pandemic, the truth is that some days a tasty dinner might be the most exciting thing to look forward to. Or maybe that's just me. But if you've been enjoying your food, you might enjoy a food event that's taking place online tomorrow afternoon, the virtual Samhain Recovery Through Food Festival. And the first festival in Kells in County Meath was a great success last year. For a while, it looked like it might be cancelled. But Olivia Duff and her fellow curators, Russell Alford and Patrick Hanlon, known and loved as the Gastro Gaze, decided to move the festival online. And Olivia Duff and Russell Alford join me now to tell me more. Good morning to you both. And Olivia, a lot of festivals cancelled, unfortunately. You felt it was very important to go ahead, even online.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me. Indeed, I suppose it would have been very easy to draw a line as so much has been cancelled this year. And it would have been easy just to, I suppose, say another cancellation has happened because of COVID. But first of all, I suppose last year was such a success for us. We founded the first chapter of the food leg of the already very well established festival, the Hinterland Festival in Kells, and to the collaboration with Boyne Valley Flavours, we had a really lovely weekend of breaking bread, celebrating food, with a literary theme running through the whole weekend, and it actually won Best New Festival in Ireland by Sally and John McKenna, and I suppose this year, just with the emphasis on community, supporting each other, in particular, the food industry, tourism has really been at the forefront of the turmoil. But everything goes back to beginning in a field with a farmer and re-establishing that connection. And with the emphasis on community, it's just so, so important to keep that conversation going. And then I suppose the other thing is that November is such a dark time, and even the name alone, Samhain, is a time of darkness. It's a liminal time, right. And a lot of people have struggled through the last few months. So we just felt that it was really, really important to keep the conversation going.
Russell, good morning to you as well. Russell, you and Patrick Hanlon are known as the Gastro Gaze, as you mentioned, and you do social media consultancy. You profile lots of great local food businesses, many of them closed, unfortunately. So you've been trying to list those businesses recently, and important to talk about them as well in the festival tomorrow.
That's absolutely correct. So since March, Patrick and I have been compiling various guides online for different producers, for different restaurants, in print as well. Just mainly because the two of us are incredibly passionate about local, especially here in the Boyne Valley. We're ambassadors for Boyne Valley Flavours. It is the most magical region in the country, and I know that's a very controversial thing to say on national radio, but it is when it comes to food and drink production. We have some of the best stuff going around in this region. And this festival is really to celebrate our region, but also the entire fabric of the Irish food community in a very different way. Olivia, Patrick and I, we really wanted to make sure that this festival had the essence of last year's magic. And even though this is online, even though this is going to be on Facebook, what we are hoping for is a day, a couple of hours from 12 till 5 tomorrow afternoon for people just to maybe turn off CNN for a couple of hours and, enjoy some lovely discussions with people like John and Sally McKenna, mm-hmm. people like Dorina Allen, JP McMahon, and so many others, just talking about various elements of food, how it fits into our lives and how we can recover during this time from it.
And Olivia, I know your own family business, the Headford Arms Hotel in Kells, has been closed since March or operating in a very limited way. You're hoping this will be good for businesses like yours, I suppose, to find a way towards the future to adapt and to look forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we need to, a chef of ours said when we decided to start takeaway, he said, well, it's adapt or die for us, isn't it? And we said, yeah, well, we've gone from, you know, in March, 130 employees to currently about 12 or 13 just doing our Hetford at home. It was a very emotional day back in March, closing that front door for the first time as an independent family business in first time in 48 years. But I suppose, you know, we have to be Darwinian in it and say that it is the survival of the fittest at the moment.
It's been that resilience shown in
local spirit that has been so encouraging. We've had to adapt our offering. So, you know, we've now an online click and collect, an online shop. And even next week, we're starting our cocktails at home, hampers and that for Christmas.
So, Olivia, keep that spirit alive. I'm sorry to cut across. I'm sorry to cut across you there this morning, Olivia, but I'm running out of time. But keep that spirit alive, please, because certainly so many businesses are adapting and doing business online, and hopefully it will form part of their recovery as well. The virtual Samhain Recovery Through Food Festival is streaming on Facebook Live tomorrow from noon on the Hinterland Kells page and on the Boyne Valley Flavours page too. It's John Cook sitting in for Damien O'Reilly here, and still to come on Countrywide, a Galway scientist on making our national herd greener, and in Donegal we visit an award-winning dairy farm.